My name is Thomas Lawler, and I married a Jewish woman. Growing up, similar to Bill's, we lived in a very insulated community. We didn't know any Jews. We'd seen some Jews on television. I'll give you the name of the school. We went to Immaculate Conception School. There's a lot of conception going on. I had 8 brothers and sisters. There was one Jewish family that went to Immaculate Conception. The Schwartz family. So that was the only family we knew. We would go over to their... I actually went over there once to their house. My brothers had gone over to another sibling who was their age. And you went into their house, and they had set up kind of like this little aviary thing going on in their garage. It was heated, and this was in Alaska, okay? They had heated a garage for their birds. They had hundreds of birds behind kind of a chicken wire. So it's okay. That's what Jews do. They like birds. Okay. We're okay with that. So then I meet a young lady, I mean, years and years later, and she's Jewish. That's all. We get very serious. So I say, okay, well, it's time to meet the family. So we start, I'm going to bring her over to my family. We'll see how that goes. I bring my mother, who hates people. My wife thinks that, is it anti-Semitism? No, my mother hates everyone. She doesn't want to meet you. She doesn't want to meet your family. She doesn't want to meet anybody. She doesn't like people. So we meet Mom. My sisters are still upset 20-something years later that I forced my mother into meeting my wife and her family. But I did. Then we go over and we meet my aunt and uncle. And my aunt is, first of all, I actually explained to my aunt that she doesn't like birds. And you have to explain, because our family, really, does she like birds? No, it's not part of the religion. But my aunt goes, we didn't know any Jews. So we just go, my aunt goes, my son, who's a doctor, has a friend who's a Jew. That's all we got. That's the best we had. So then we go over to her side of the family. Okay, we go up to Boston. The first thing is, you're in the Catholic Church. When you're leaving, the priest is standing right here. And you're leaving. Yeah, peace be with you, whatever. Go to hell. Something like that, So you're wondering, hey, you're leaving. Now, if it's a nice day, generally the priest is outside, right? He's out there. If it's a bad day, he's right here. Okay? So you're going, okay. Shake your hand, going out. Well, this rabbi stopped right here. It's a nice day out. And he's not outside. So it's like, okay, I'm good. But I'm walking down the aisle, and I don't know, because I just did 2.5 hours of Hebrew, and I have no idea what to do. But I'm standing, and we're all kind of leaving. So you're looking around. And in this synagogue, apparently, so old Jewish people, just really old people, there was nobody over 5'4". And I was like, I felt like there was a Disneyland ride where if you're above this height, you can't come in. And so it's like, and I was trying to blend, and I was going, I'm good. So I'm walking down the aisle, just trying to look, to the side, trying to look, what are they doing? I mean, we do this. I was thinking, I don't know. We were going, I was just looking, trying to figure out what to do. When I get up there, I get to the edge, and the rabbi looks at me, and I look at the rabbi, and I got nothing. I just trying to think the whole time, but I have nothing. My wife's in front of me. She's not my wife at the time, but I don't know why she did after this, because I didn't do well. I stop, I look at the rabbi, and I go, I'm with her. That's all I got. And then I look down, And my wife is blocking. She's talking to her aunt right on the steps because, and it's a double door, but one of the doors is shut, which I think is a violation of the fire code. Because it's one of the doors shut, and I'm blocking, and I'm standing there. I look at the rabbi, and my wife is still blocking me. I look at him, I look down, I look back up, he's still there. I'm still there. I've already said my line, so I got nothing. So finally, I see a little daylight right between the door and my wife. And it's just like a little bit of daylight. You can just, oh. I still look, yep, good. And finally, now this is where our stories differ. My wife and her family think one thing. All of her entire family thinks one thing. I think something different. There was a little gap, little daylight. And I've been standing right next to this rabbi for a half an hour. I felt that it wouldn't be too bad if I just kind of scooched my wife to the side and was able, I'm a small man, and I was able just to, you know, kind of shimmy right through that little gap. Now, my wife's family feels that I pushed her into her aunt, into her cousin, and took the whole family down the stairs. This is where the difference of opinion comes in. So they were there, wow, that's Laura's new beau. He's a keeper. So and then I went to, and I can't remember what holiday, I was trying to think of which holiday it was, but it's some holiday, and we went then to the patriarch of the family gets up and says, I'd like to thank, you know, my whole family, you know, every year we're gathered together. You know, we're just, it's so beautiful, the family, we're alive, we're here. And he goes, and the goy who pushed my whole family down the stairs. And in the middle of his kind of blessing toast. And Aunt Elaine goes, no, you can't, Joe, you can't say that. Oh, he knows who he is. And that was actually, it did kind of, it set the whole kind of thing. It was actually very nice, very sweet. It kind of, at that point, I kind of realized that maybe there was some acceptance there. So now, when my kids, people ask, oh, what are you, everybody? You know, what are you, what are you? And it was about, my daughter Caroline was about 6 years old. She said, she looked somebody in the eye and said, I'm an Irish Catholic Jew. Thank you.